Hi, everyone. This is Leslyn Keith. I'm president of the board of directors at the Lipedema Project and director of research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have some excerpts for you from a fireside chat that was held in the Lipedema Simplified Tribe in December 2022. Part of the discussion that we had that day was about the dysfunction that could happen in the central lymphatics or the lymphatics in the trunk. Kelly Bell tells a little about his story and the journey of learning more about this condition and how he can help himself and others who have this problem. Blanche Pepitone, one of our tribe members, shares some of her experiences with central lymphatic dysfunction. And Siobhan Huggins gives a little summary of the issues that we discussed.
I am a retired Coast Guard officer. Started a little more than 25 years. And in 2005, I had a treatment for acid reflux, where they injected this liquid polymer that turned into plastic to treat what they said at the time was hiatal hernia, acid-like. And when they did it, it went into my lymphatic system. And if you see my presentation, it's kind of everywhere. So it took me years to get diagnosed. Still looking for some good treatments, but I'm staying alive. And the reason I tell people I became an advocate in 2018 because I realized that I'm not the only person that has issues with, because my lymphatic issues affect my organs and my entire body. And I realized that there are probably potentially a lot more people that have my issues. They just don't look at them. And so for me, I research anything from like how the lymphatic system feeds the body. When you say that in a clinical setting, doctors look at you like you've lost your mind, but it actually has crucial functions in the body, especially if you're keto. And then, so I through those times being an engineer, realizing that the medical community couldn't help me. And rather than sitting and waiting, I'm like Siobhan in a lot of ways, is I just started digging through research, learning as much as I can about try to bring awareness to this happening. You'll see Blanche Pettibone's on here, and she texted me. She said, hey, she shared her story with me, but I'm not going to tell it because she's actually going to share with you. She's a lifelong lymphedema patient. We've been friends for a little while, and we talked about her central lymphatics.
Plus now, more recently, I found out that it's my central lymphatics that's been the problem all the way along. So I was treating the peripheral, being my legs, because that's what showed up. It didn't show up in my abdomen till 2008 after I had treatment for cancer.
But my theory is we're treating symptoms more than we are the cause. I think a lot of times the swelling you're experiencing in your arms and your legs, as it is with me, it's a symptom of what's going on in my trunk. You too may be experiencing the same things. And so that's why if you're having trouble, like seriously, and you can't, even without travel, you're not getting a lot of success with getting fluid off your arms and legs, start looking at your trunk, start focusing a lot of your like manipulations and your pumps and things on like moving fluid and breathing. I keep that breathing thing that we put by the wayside. It is like my bread and butter to especially help move fluid underneath my rib cage, because there is no outside mechanical device that's going to help that. It's going to have to be us, and it's going to be a workout during your MLD sessions.
Yeah, and just a couple of takeaway points to think about. One is when you're experiencing swelling, don't only think about where you're getting those symptoms. Also think about where the fluid has to go and where else it may be affecting you. So that could be the head and neck, but also the torso is a big thing.
Thank you to all of you that were there that day and participated in that discussion at that fireside chat in December of 2022. We learned a lot about the central lymphatics. Of course, there's a lot more that we can share, and definitely contact us at Lipedema Simplified, Lipedema Project, if you are experiencing some of these symptoms that were discussed in this flash briefing, or if you have questions about it, because unfortunately, you didn't get a whole lot of information, but just a little snippet to hopefully alert you to this issue. Of course, you can email me at Leslyn, L-E-S-L-Y-N, at lipedemaproject.org, and I can hopefully direct you to the right place. I'd like to give a big thank you to all of our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes when they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema Flash Briefing.